Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe and socially distant, but still getting out and enjoying nature and everything Connecticut has to offer. And joining me again is Deborah Ross. We talked to her right after this happened. We were all kind of adjusting to life again. And she's the editor of Kids Out and About. There's, you know, all the regions, but we're going to kind of focus on... Well, I say that we're going to focus on Connecticut, but I think during this pandemic, we've all realized regions kind of expand into other regions a little bit. And especially with doing things online, there's a lot of virtual events that you guys have highlighted on your website. So thank you for joining me again. I appreciate it. How you been?
My pleasure. I've been fine. Here I am surviving. And, you know, of course, if what you do is you run an online publishing company, well, readership kind of exploded once the pandemic came because everybody went inside and online. But they were searching for different things, right? So what we do as a profession is we celebrate each region in which we have a presence. So the Hartford region, like, you know, typically when parents would Google places to take kids in Hartford, it's our site that comes up, and they see places to go out and about in the Hartford area and sort of in the rest of Connecticut too. The Connecticut's not a very as well defined of an area as some places, right? And so we also have a Fairfield County site, so they all sort of bleed into each other. But of course, that's not what they were Googling when the pandemic hit, right? They were Googling what to do with your kids online, how to keep them occupied, how to keep them educated, how to keep them learning at a time when learning became very, very confusing of an enterprise. And so Kids Out and About immediately pivoted to online events. And because we have 45 regions around the country, that are offering these. Well, we have, you know, 2,500 businesses, you know, in Connecticut alone who are posting to our calendar. So it's about 40,000. And then we were able, once businesses started pivoting to online, we could show their stuff everywhere. So we got to take advantage of our extensive network, which means that as you're getting out and about in your imagination only, you're not actually limited by your region. So we were really proud of being able to flip that quickly so that, you know, folks could take advantage of that. And then we started doing an online daily digest of live events. And we still have that going. Like, even as things are opening up, people are realizing that, you know, online experiences are actually really interesting. And so there's a ton of really creative things from all over North America. What also ended up happening actually is we ended up starting an Alaska site in Anchorage because they found out that we had these opportunities, and they sort of waved at us and said, hey, we can. And in fact, radio stations up in Alaska said, hey, could you do a sort of a daily digest for us too? It's like, sure, of course I can. So voila, all of a sudden we birthed an Anchorage site in the middle of a pandemic. But, you know, now we get to, because Alaska, of course, they are somewhat more limited in opportunities. And this way they get to partake of the online experiences all over the country too. So, you know, the Connecticut Science Center does these marvelous lunchtime Facebook that, well, I've been able to promote that all over the country. And that's a source of great pride for us because you can just, and you show the businesses have learned from each other, right? They're paying attention. And so when somebody does something great, others can take it, you know, learn from that. And that's been an unexpected boon for the pandemic.
And I think especially with, you know, like you said, the Science Center, we watched one, it was a while back for the luncheon, and the young lady was playing with a tarantula. And one of my kids is definitely afraid of spiders. Like, he runs the other way where the other one's running towards it to pick it up. And she was playing with a tarantula. And ironically, my cousins that live in Texas had one just literally walking up the driveway like they're a thing. Like,
oh my goodness.
It's like us looking out the window and seeing a bird. Like, yeah, there's a tarantula walking up the driveway. And all of a sudden, one of my sons is like, yeah, but he totally recited like half of that video that we watched from the Science Center. It's picking, it's those those educational things that we never thought of as educational before. You know, and like you said, you can view things all over the planet. The zoos and stuff that, you know, we don't have here. We have some zoos in Connecticut, but not to the extent like they have in, you know, San Diego Zoo and out that side of the country. And just to watch those things live unfold, it's hypnotizing. Like, you can watch a live zoo feed for hours on end.
You can. Yep. And so we quickly realized we needed different kinds of online experiences. So we have a live calendar of stuff to do every day. We have a 24/7 list, hundreds of things to do online. And you can sort them by, you know, the type of event activity they are, the subject. And then we also have online classes that you can take. And then also now online summer camps, because even though we have an opening up, that's going to be limited. And we've gotten into a groove of appreciating how much we can do and learn and enjoy and connect actually with people who are not in our immediate environment across the country.
And another thing I want to, you have a survey on the website.
We do. Every year in May and June, we do a survey of the top 20 places to take kids in Hartford. So we've been doing this since 2013. And, you know, it's a big deal because if you Google places to take kids in Hartford, that's the page that comes up. So it's a big deal for the organizations that provide activities for kids. But it's really good for parents, too, because it reminds them of the incredible wealth that's available in the area.
Oh, my gosh. I was taking the survey and I'm like, there's so many of these places I haven't been to we need to get to.
And even you. Right. So, I mean, there's amazing things to discover about the Hartford area. So it's really gratifying for us. Again, we're mission-based, celebrating each region. So this lets us do it. And at this time, of course, parents are inside online and they have more time to take surveys. This is not a long survey. It takes you 3 minutes.
And that's the thing. I mean, there's so many things you learn from just taking the survey.
Right, exactly. So it's valuable in and of itself. But it also lets you say thanks to the businesses who have provided stuff for your kids. Now, remember, a lot of them are still closed. They're not getting revenue right now. It is an extremely painful time. And to be able to get the encouragement of those votes. And there's also a place where you can write, you know, about the places mm-hmm. you like, if you want to take a little extra time. We give that to these organizations. And, you know, people who make things and do things for kids, they're nice.
Yes.
They really are. I've had this wonderful 2-decade profession of interacting with all of these nice people. And this is a great way to say thanks to them and to just give them your sense of confidence that once things come roaring back, so will you.
And that leads into another thing you have posted. Once things reopen,
yes.
What are people looking for in those places? And some of them,
right.
You know, I was like, okay, I didn't think that would be there, you know, as high or as low on the list. It's interesting to see some of those results.
Right. So we are asking, so we ask one question every year that's common to the entire country, because we're really interested in local responses and also regional differences. And so this year, of course, we asked, when you're ready to go back, what's going to make you feel comfortable? Check all that apply. And so universally across the country, and this is mirrored in the Hartford area in currently, right? We're only 1 week into the survey right now of 5 weeks, but limits on crowds is more people have checked that than any others. And knowing the facility's cleaning protocol and mask requirements is almost always the second one. It's
yep.
closely following the limits on crowds. And then if you can be outdoors, that's wonderful. People are excited about getting out and about in their community, and they know that being outdoors kind of limits their exposure. And so they're really eager to do this. So, I mean, there's about 12 or 13 different options. And so we are asking all of your listeners to take the survey, because that will help us give the information to the local businesses so that they can do what is needed for parents to feel comfortable. I look at the numbers on the site endlessly. You know, I measure the population by looking at who's looking at what. I can feel it. And I can feel the energy coming back in both searches, what people are looking for. We have a page on what's open in Hartford. Now, that's a smaller list than is what's open in Houston right now, but what's open in Hartford is growing.
Yes.
And it will continue to grow. Our data people are right on top of it, and organizations can update their own listing to say that they're open, which will just automatically add them to the list. So it's a very popular page, as you can imagine. Along with the camps. And then people are starting to look at the weekend calendar again. You know, you and I had been talking offline about the food truck rodeo, you know, the drive-through food truck. That's things like that, watching the ingenuity of people. Our ability to get the word out for free gives me great pride. I know you too. And then the response of the community has been so gratifying. I love watching this.
Go to Kids Out and About, the Hartford region, or any of the other regions for that matter, because if you're just, the kids are running you ragged and you need something to do, there's probably an online thing, a live feed, an educational and entertainment type thing that's going to be coming up to just sit as a family, learn something without realizing you're learning.
Exactly.
And just take it all in. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Take it in.
And you can do it all through the Hartford site, because anything that's online, even there's a dolphin center in Hawaii that every morning at 9 o'clock Hawaii time has a whole dolphin, you know, understand, like there's a whole science of dolphins and introducing you to them. It's at 3 o'clock our time, by the way. I did the math for you, so you didn't have to, but you can just log on and it's on our calendar, and it's also, it's accessible every day, and it's really relaxing. It's really hypnotic.
To some people, might just see kidsoutandabout.com as an outlet or an online calendar. I see it as community coming back to life, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right, that was Deborah Ross, the publisher and editor of kidsoutandabout.com. And remember, we're all stuck at home together. If you need some ideas, check out kidsoutandabout.com. And remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.